Late one day last month, Craig Anderson and Eric Castro were the only people at the float. They had pulled up their boat to clean a couple fish. As usual, a large male sea lion that frequents the area swam over. Anderson thought the animal was acting a little more aggressive than usual right off the bat.
And he just was kind of performing a little bit, trying to get us to drop some fish off to him, which we didn't do. And the longer he was around, the more agitated he became. And you know, we're doing things like loading the boat, unloading the boat, moving things around. He got to see that we had fish and just came very, very close and wouldn't leave. And Eric squirted him with the hose at least twice to get him to move off. We kind of stomped our feet and yelled at him a few times. And he moved off, but he kept getting, you know, you could tell he was getting irritated and wasn't getting what he wanted. And he just kept getting more and more aggressive that way.
As Anderson cleaned the fish, Castro kept an eye on the sea lion, which was hanging out at the edge of the float just behind them.
I told Eric, I said, you know, he's kind of bugging me a little, just keep an eye on him and let me know if he gets too close. And as soon as I turned my back, he rushed the dock and popped up. And he was basically coming up onto the dock when Eric hit him with the hose. And when Eric yelled, I turned and kind of stepped out of the way. And so he couldn't get either one of us that way. But it took both of us hooting and hollering and kind of rushing at him and get him to go fall back into the water and swim off. He didn't go very far. He just basically went just out of hose range, and that was it.
The major thing that stopped him was Craig had like the intensity that you could see his eyes bulge. You know, he backed up on that right there. You know, he's gave like a whoa, just yelled right at him. And, you know, it startled him enough to be able to scare him off. But, I mean, had that been somebody, you know, perhaps like myself, you know, or Craig, even if he had his kids around, you know, and like that could have been ended a lot differently.
Yeah, without Eric's, you know, quarter second of warning, he'd have been fully up on the dock right at my feet, and I'd been pinned between him and the table.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't have any buckets on the ground with any bait in it or any fish on the bottom. Everything was on the cleaning table, but he could still see it. And that's what he was doing, is he's kind of porpoising up out of the water to look and see where that stuff was, and he was going to come for it. And I don't think he would purposely was coming after me necessarily, but I would have been a casualty of that process.
In an effort to get rid of a major attractant for the animals, the borough prohibited the discard of fish scraps in the harbor this past spring. Still, the incidents continued. Anderson, like some other locals who have raised concerns, thinks the problem comes down to a particular animal.
They did a good job trying to say we can't clean fish down there or throw scraps in the harbor to stop attracting them. But really, we're only talking about one sea lion out of all of them that's really being an issue. Some of them pull up on the like this floatplane dock, but most of them don't come over to the fish cleaning station. It's just the one dominant male, or there were two big males last year. Mm-hmm. It's just the dominant males that are causing the issue.
Anderson and Castro's experience is the latest of many such reports involving a sea lion that's exhibited dangerous or intimidated behavior towards people at the dock. Citing public safety, the borough has a standing request for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to kill the male sea lion that some locals believe is the main problem. The agency has thus far declined, saying the prohibitions on the discard of fish waste in the harbor have not been in place long enough. NOAA has also suggested other steps, like moving the cleaning station upland, which is something borough staff see as impractical. Anderson has mixed feelings on whether the problem sea lion in Petersburg should be killed at this point.
Do you agree with the city's request to kill that particular sea lion?
Yes and no. I mean, I would have shot him if I'd had a pistol on the other night. I'd have shot him. Just wouldn't even have thought about it because he was, you know, me to you away, coming at me. And it would have happened, but I would have felt bad about it. What I see this is NOAA Fisheries has a pinniped deterrence thing that they have on the web. And there's a whole bunch of suggested things you can do and stay within the Marine Mammal Protection Act and like their non-lethal means.
Anderson has suggested officials look into using seal bombs or other non-lethal means to deter the animal from coming up to the cleaning station. He points out that no one has actually tried such deterrence at that site. Borough and state officials have had success in using noisemaker shells and water sprinklers at the nearby floatplane dock, where several sea lions had been regularly hauling out. However, Harbor Master Glo Wallen believes the problem at the cleaning station will require action from NOAA.
I think our issue is we have one bully. We have one animal that doesn't seem to be really altering his aggressive nature. And so I keep continually requesting that we have something happen with that individual animal, not the species as a whole. We're excited about the fact that they were delisted off of the endangered species, but they still will remain on the Protected Act, the Marine Mammal Protected Act. So it's not like you get carte blanche to start doing them away.
NOAA put out an announcement late last month that the eastern stock of stellar sea lions, including those in southeast Alaska, would be removed from the endangered species list. NOAA has been notified about the October incident in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.